Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Sometimes life can and will be horrible, difficult, confounding, confusing, overwhelming, distressing, painful. Jesus knew this when he said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And with this kingdom comes unfailing treasure." Think of our hearts as containers for treasure. And I don't mean our physical hearts, but the essence of who we are. Sometimes we call this the soul. The author of the book, The Five Love Languages, calls it our love tank. I like calling it our spiritual reservoir. Whatever we call it, we have within us a place to store treasures, heavenly treasures, and we have a choice what we store there, heavenly treasures or worldly treasures. Some of the treasures that we store will fail, some will not. It's the unfailing treasures that Jesus wants us to store in our hearts or in our souls, our love tanks, our spiritual reservoirs. And there are an infinite amount of things that we can store in our hearts. Now, I think there's a natural human inclination to store the negative things. Things like anger, resentment, past hurts, regrets, guilt, conflict, anxiety, worry, fear. All of these things have failure written all over them. When the human heart stores these things, they end up affecting our whole world, and they cause us to be in conflict. They cause divisions. They cause hatred. They even cause physical sickness. On a global scale, these things turn into war and terror, violence, murder. All of these things need to be dumped from the heart, but we must never dump them into the hearts of others. It was the desire of Jesus to empty our hearts of failing treasures and get us filled up with unfailing treasures, heavenly treasures. The promise of Jesus is that he will fill our spiritual reservoir with living water, with life-giving bread, with grace, with peace, with hope. Jesus fills us with God's presence. Jesus fills us, promises to fill us with God's love. Jesus promised, God desires to give you the kingdom. God desires to give you grace and love in God's presence. The kingdom of God is given to us to replace the harmful, negative, destructive things that we tend to store in our hearts. We are to replace those with the kingdom of God. Just before today's gospel reading, Jesus invited his disciples to seek God's kingdom. Seek God's kingdom. He wants us to seek unfailing treasures. Jesus knows that the heart or the soul or whatever we call it is a treasure hunter. And to be a disciple of Jesus, in his own words, means the kingdom of God is within you. That's what Jesus wants of his disciples, to live in that way, that the kingdom of God is within us. He died so that we could have unfailing treasures now as we live this life. And these treasures extend into eternity. Now, we heard a parable of Jesus today about a master and slaves in a culture where slavery was sadly acceptable. The parable is about being ready for the master, returning from a wedding banquet. Now, of course, slaves weren't invited to the wedding, but they did what was expected of them. They were alert, and they were ready for the return of the master, whether it was the middle of the night or whether it was an all-nighter and he arrived at dawn. They were ready. That was their job. They did their job. But when the master arrived, it seems that the master brought back with him wedding food and drink, and then the master served the slaves. What a twist. That was unheard of. The master served the slaves. This is our faith. God serves us. God brings the banquet to us, to everyone. Based on this parable, a seminary professor suggested that at the end of the worship, we should say, "Go in peace, the Lord serves you." This is the mission of Jesus, to serve us, to die for us. He multiplied bread in the feeding of the 5,000. He changed ordinary water into the wine of new life. He said to the Samaritan woman at the well, "The water that I give becomes a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." What Jesus gives us doesn't fail. Jesus gives us unfailing treasure, always. But Jesus warns us in another parable. There's a thief. There's a thief wandering about, a thief who tries to empty our spiritual reservoirs, our love tanks, our hearts, our souls. There's a thief that wants to steal the heavenly treasures from us. And Jesus teaches us that we stop this thief by being alert, by paying attention, by focusing on the kingdom of God. Don't let the thief rob you of what is good within you. Don't let the thief rob you of the kingdom of God within you. Don't let anxiety and fear rob you of the gifts that God has given you. Stop hanging on to those things that harm the heart or the soul. You've heard it said of worldly treasures, you can't take them with you. It needs to be said of unfailing heavenly treasures, you will take them with you. I'll be the first to admit that it's not easy to let go of the failing treasures within us. It's not easy, but it's needful. And it takes practice. We need to redirect the negative energy within us and receive the kingdom of God. And there's countless ways to do this. I like to use the example of waiting in line, whether it's in a store or in traffic or in a doctor's office. We do a lot of waiting. The heart's natural tendency as we wait is to get annoyed, aggravated, even anxious. At such times, it's helpful to remember that the kingdom of God is within us. And this can become a prayer for those who are waiting with us, those who are around us, those who are in the other cars. It can also become a prayer for those who are causing us to wait. And this prayer, this time of focusing on the kingdom of God and of focusing on the needs of others, fills our hearts with unfailing treasure. God always fills our hearts with unfailing treasures. The kingdom of God is within you. And then we in turn share these spiritual treasures with others. Might be in the form of a small cup of love with the words, "I love you." We give unfailing treasures to others sometimes when we tell them we care about them or we'll pray for them. Unfailing treasures might come in the form of words like, "I'm sorry for what I did. I'll be better." We have unfailing treasures when we're generous, when we forgive, when we serve. The message for us today is this: store up these unfailing treasures. Hang on to them. Don't let fear or anxiety or worry steal the unfailing treasures that God gives us. Pay attention. Be alert. Pay attention to God's presence. And don't neglect your spiritual reservoir. God's promise today is this: whatever you have going on in your life, God gives us the kingdom. God gives us the kingdom and fills us with unfailing treasures like peace, well-being. God fills us with hope and with love. Let us pray. Look now into your heart, into your soul, into your love tank, into your spiritual reservoir, and look at all the fears that are there, the anxieties, the pain, the distress, the sadness, and the worry. They are there. We all have them. Look at them within. And listen now to the voice of God speaking to you, to those you love. God is speaking to the whole world. "I am here for you," God says. "I am here within you," God says. "I am here. I am here. I am here."